When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Here on the line with Michael Smith here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com. Miami Northwestern High School outside linebacker, class of 2014, verbally committed to the Miami Hurricanes, and we have him on the line now for the first time. And let's talk to him. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Happy to have you here. And first and foremost, congratulations on your decision to commit. How does it feel to finally get that out of the way?
It feels good because I always, like, Miami always been a dream school for me since I was a child growing up. I grew up a Hurricane, and just when I had talked to Al Golden one night and he told me I had the offer, it was very exciting. I was very ready to commit as soon as I got the offer, but a lot of my parents and stuff, a lot of people in my family was telling me don't commit too early and, you know, just go out and see other schools and stuff first before I make a commitment. And then after I've, you know, seen some other schools, I committed.
What other schools did you go out to on visits to see before you made that decision to commit to Miami?
I went out to see Alabama, South, I think Alabama, UCF, Florida State. I went on a little college tour with my team that our coach took us on.
When you went on this college tour, did any guys that were with you, did they end up committing as well somewhere?
No, not at all.
So with you going on this tour and seeing what you saw, talking about Florida, Florida State, Alabama, some other schools that you had mentioned, did anybody stick out to you? Was the decision made difficult for you after visiting some of these schools?
They did make my decision difficult at first, but when I got back home in South Florida and I went back down to Miami, I seen that Miami was the best place for me. I felt more like home.
When you look at Miami and you look at the team itself, what does it mean to you to be a part of the ACC? Is that something that had to do with your opinion at all in the school that you were choosing?
Only thing I really needed to see in the school that I was choosing is the comfort level at the school. If I feel more comfortable at the school, and you know, the family atmosphere of the coaches and everybody just trying to strive for excellence both on the field and off.
When you say that you grew up a Miami Hurricane and you were a fan of the Miami Hurricanes growing up, was this the dream school for you? Was this the school that you were hoping above all other schools offered you?
Yes, this were a dream school to me, and I was hoping to get the offers. So I really worked hard my 10th grade year coming into my junior year to work to get the offer, and then when I got it, I was just so happy.
Going to your relationship, Michael, with the school, with Miami, who on the coaching staff do you really feel close to?
I really feel close to Michael Barrows and Coach Hurley Brown and Coach Jetro.
What is it about them? You named three coaches here. Describe, you know, what your relationship is like with them.
My relationship with Coach Barrows is I can always call him at any time, ask him questions about football and everything like that. Like, if we playing a game and I need help trying to understand the offense that they're running, stuff like that, he'll give me some pointers or some techniques I could use, or just, you know, just family things, you know, just going through problems and stuff, just need somebody to talk to. I can always come to Coach Barrows and talk, and Coach Hurley Brown and Coach Jetro.
When you look at the fact that this is going to be soon enough for you to go to Miami in 2014, when you're growing up in the Miami area and you're playing at Miami Northwestern High School, did it ever come across your mind that maybe you wanted to get out of Miami, or was this always a thought for you that you would play high school football and play college football in the area that you grew up in?
At first I was real open to going out, you know, see other colleges in other states. I had no problem with going to another college in another state, you know, and stuff like that. But I just feel real comfortable at Miami.
You talk about the coaching staff with Miami and the comfort level. As a whole, what do you like about Miami? Besides the coaches that you've described that you have a good relationship with, what else is it about Miami that just made you say, this has got to be the place that I go to? What made you feel so comfortable at Miami?
The family atmosphere, the players themselves, you know, the player just to want to win and to want to, you know, go to the next level, to the NFL, and then to want to strive for excellence is just that's what I want to be around, guys that's like that, guys that's like a family, like a brother.
Who are you close with on the team? Are there any players currently on the team that you keep in touch with?
A person I'm close with, probably I could say, is Artie Burns.
What's your relationship like with Artie? How does he, you know, talk with you about the team, or how's that relationship with you?
He talked to me about the team, you know, telling me how everything goes and showing, you know, telling me how you know, being a college freshman is, you know, and everything like that. And me and Artie played on the same high school team, so I'm real cool with Artie.
When you have that relationship that someone like Artie was with you, you've experienced playing with him, and now you'll have an opportunity to do so in your future. Was that another part of your decision, that you were going to be with someone that you knew when you went to Miami? If you were to choose that school, did that ultimately help you make that decision as well?
Yes.
As far as the schools that you had to say no to, you and I have gone down the list off the air: West Virginia, Cincinnati, Clemson, Louisville, Marshall, South Florida, Tennessee, Texas, UCLA, Utah, Wisconsin. When you hear that list, which one of those schools was a player for you? Was there anybody in that list that I named off that was really truly the hardest to say no to?
I could say Clemson, Louisville, Tennessee, Texas, about a couple, right? Tennessee, Texas, Wisconsin, because those are all major Division I football teams, and Clemson being the number three team right now in the nation, it's really kind of hard to say, you know, no to them and stuff like that. I'm still going to take an official visit to them, though.
So you made your decision to go to Miami, but you still intend to take an official to Clemson?
Yes.
Do you know when you're going to be taking that official visit?
Oh, no, I'm not sure yet.
Is there any way that Clemson could sway you to decommit from Miami on that visit?
Only thing they really have to do is just show me everything about the school. Show me, just make me really like the school and love the school and fall more in love with their school than Miami. And then we'll see what happens on Sunday.
When you have that where you've committed to Miami and you talk about how much you wanted to be a Miami Hurricane growing up as a kid, knowing that you could change your mind and just talking about the fact that potentially could happen, how committed are you to Miami right now if you still have an opening at other schools? Are you 100% in your mind, or is it more that you have kind of one foot in the door at Miami and then another foot saying, well, let's see what else people have to say?
I'm 100% in my mind. I just want to go out and go see the college still.
Is Clemson the only school that you're going to visit?
No.
What other school are you planning on going out and seeing?
Besides Clemson, I'm going to visit Louisville, and that's the only ones I know for now.
What is it about Clemson and Louisville that, even though you've made your choice verbally to go to Miami, we'll start with Clemson. What is it about Clemson that still keeps you interested, even though you've given your verbal commitment to Miami?
The one thing about Clemson is, you know, they are the number three team in the nation, so I know that they have, like, top-of-the-line coaches, a top-of-the-line facility. You know, they put a lot of guys in the NFL. You know, the academics there is good, too. And, you know, I just want to see how the atmosphere is and, you know, the college life and everything like that. And the same thing with Louisville. You know, a lot of Miami Northwestern Bulls players played for Louisville. And, you know, they're having a lot of success right now. You know, Teddy Bridgewater, I played with him my ninth grade year. And seeing him doing big things. Seeing him doing big things in this, on a college level, about to be a, you know, first round draft pick possibly, and it's crazy. Just want to go see what those colleges are doing to those guys.
Of the three schools that we've just talked about, Miami you're verbally committed to, Clemson and Louisville you're going to visit, each of those schools will be in the ACC next year. Wherever you're playing, they will all be up against each other. Do you think about that at all, that if you were to decommit to Miami and go to a different school, that there could be some bad blood there in the fact that all these schools are in the ACC?
No, I don't think about that at all.
Is there a chance that you could change your mind, and when signing day comes around and you and I talk, we could be talking about a different school?
I'm not sure yet. I have to wait and see then.
Well, let's get into your play on the field. We've talked a little bit about, you know, where you're looking at to go and obviously verbally being committed to Miami, but what you're doing right now at Miami Northwestern, what's gotten you to get all of these offers is your play in high school. What coaches from Miami Northwestern do you really give credit to, Michael, for helping you to get to where you are?
The coach that really helped me to be the successful player that I am is Coach Luther Campbell, Coach Luke. He really put a really toughness in me, really showed me how colleges expect players to be, always run to the ball, always be physical, always come ready to play and do our assignments. And Coach Luke always been a good defensive coordinator for me.
When you look at the schools that have looked at you, what are they asking you to do? Are they asking you to be a linebacker, or have they looked at you at another position as well?
Other schools are looking at me to be a hybrid player.
As far as the hybrid player that they're looking at you to be, what does that entail for you?
That's entailing that I have to play, you know, outside linebacker and a little defensive end. I feel comfortable at both, really, any. I feel like I'm an athlete and I could, you know, grow to learn any position.
When it comes to those two positions of outside linebacker and defensive end, where have you had your most experience on the field, Michael, between those two positions?
I have my most experience at defensive end.
So in looking at outside linebacker, how much experience have you had on the field in that position, Michael?
I had some experience in the games, you know, playing at it. I did have some success at it, so I had no problem with transitioning.
If they asked you to play outside linebacker, defensive end, let's talk about these two. Which one, if you had a choice, would you rather play?
If I had a choice, I would rather be able to play both. I would wish I could play both, you know, outside and defensive end, because I have, you know, good pass rushing abilities, and I could really, like, I feel like I could drop in coverage now and, you know, cover some guys. So I could really help the defense, you know, scheme up some ways, you know.
Now, a 4-3 would obviously put two defensive ends out there. A 3-4 gives you that ability to be an outside linebacker, kind of hybrid defensive end. What type of experience have you had? Have you had more experience in a 4-3 defense or in a 3-4?
I have more experience in a 4-3 defense playing defensive end, but, you know, now that our defensive coordinator is no longer with us, we've been playing like a 3-4, so I've been playing outside linebacker and defensive end.
And how's that been going for you so far?
I had to get used to it at first, but it's been going great for me so far.
Before I let you go here, Michael, looking at this season, what are you trying to work on the most? I mean, you've gotten your offers, you've committed to Miami, but is there an area you want to get better in?
The area I really want to get better in is my coverage abilities and tackling and space. And just, I want to help my team, you know, help with my team, like, lead them to a state championship and leadership qualities.
What do you think you're doing the best right now?
What I'm doing the best is leading by example on the field, you know, coming to play hard every day, every practice, trying to let the guys know that this game could be taken away from you at any moment, and just trying to enjoy high school for my last year.
And lastly, when you get off of football, Michael, obviously you got to spend some time doing something else, you know, just whether it's with friends or whatnot. What do you like to do when you're not playing football?
What do I like to do? Just play video games, you know, socialize with some friends, you know, that's about it.
What's your video game of choice, Michael?
NCAA.
What team are you more often than not when you're playing NCAA?
I mostly sometimes play on Miami, Alabama, Clemson. It depends on who I'm playing.
I have to ask you, Michael, what's your record like? Are you usually on the winning side?
Of course.
Well, listen, Michael, it was a pleasure having you on the show, and I truly appreciate having you here on Wake Up Call with Dan Totora, and look forward to keeping in touch with you during your recruitment and see who you end up choosing after everything is said and done, and really appreciate having you on.
Okay.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
I'd like to thank my guest, 2014 outside linebacker, defensive end, recruit Michael Smith, who is currently verbally committed to the Miami Hurricanes. coming out of Miami Northwestern High School in Miami, Florida. And also a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. The only place to go when you need ice cream, when it comes to that treat that you want to have, whether it's mixing in your childhood favorite M&Ms into vanilla soft serve, or it's getting a caramel sundae topped with cookie dough pieces and having chocolate or vanilla soft serve right under that in the wake-up call sundae. Or if you're just a fan of having one of those simple hot fudge sundaes that you've gotten for years, whatever it may be, or if you're my dad and you like a banana shake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go when it comes to your ice cream needs. Think about it. Whenever you've needed a tissue, you'll ask for a Kleenex. When you need something to put on a cut, you ask for a Band-Aid. Those brands have become household names, just like Carvel DeWitt, the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the entire nation. 60-plus years of service to the Central New York community, and anyone coming in to visit, Carvel Ice Cream at Carvel DeWitt is unlike any other, led by the staff of Jay Cartini, the owner, and everyone that he has working there with him, that greets you when you come through the door and helps you to find what you need, be it a flying saucer or one of those sundaes that we spoke about, or, of course, the Carvel Ice Cream Cake. When it comes to getting an ice cream cake, there literally is not another place to go. There's not. And I'm not reading this off a sheet of paper. I'm telling you, when my grandfather had a birthday, we had a Carvel ice cream cake. My grandmother, who's 96 years old, every single year on December 15th, her birthday, right before Christmas, in the coldness of Central New York, what does she ask for? A Carvel ice cream cake. Because the weather doesn't matter. That same great taste never goes away, and that leads throughout the years. From my grandfather to my grandmother to my parents to my birthdays, Carvel has been a part of my life because we made it a part of our lives. Because we know that when you want to have something that you could trust when it comes to someone's birthday, anniversary, wedding, special event, you go to Carvel because you know that they're going to take care of you. There's certain places where you think maybe they will, maybe they won't. But when it comes to Carvel, you have that belief because of what they've done, because of how long, 60-plus years in Central New York, you have that belief in them that they will do things right, and they have. And that's why I'm proud to have the Wake Up Call Sunday only available at Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, in that development right across from Tops, where you can get chocolate or vanilla soft serve or a twist if you're feeling like you need both. I do that sometimes as well. Topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you that are looking at your calories and saying, you know what, Dan, I love that Carvel flavor, but I wish I could have less that I have to worry about per calorie. I wish when I go in there, I wouldn't have to think I have to run an extra mile. Well, Carvel has gone the extra mile for you and provided you with Carvel Light with less calories per ounce so that you can go out there and get that Carvel treat that you want, your favorite as a kid or your favorite right now, whatever it may be, or if you're a first-timer to pick your favorite, Carvel Light allows you an opportunity to not have to worry about your calories when you're going out there and getting something special with your family. So I thank Carvel for that, for reaching out with Carvel Light and the Wake Up Call Sunday. Make sure you reach out by going to them any day of the week, Monday through Sunday, open until 9 p.m. Get out to Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. Let them know that I sent you, and enjoy yourself, folks. It's something that stays with your family. If you're willing to go out and try Carvel, I find it very hard to believe that you won't step back in that door very soon. We have since I was a child, and I thank Jay Cartini for keeping things going and keeping Carvel strong in Central New York. Get out there, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard. I also want to thank FanHands.com, your number one fan accessory. When it comes to being a sports fan, you know that when you define a sports fan, we're all different. We like different teams, different ages, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different knowledge on the sports that we're watching. But what constitutes a sports fan? The majority of us, realize that when you're a sports fan, a lot of us look into the fact of if you're a true fan, you show up to the games, you cheer on your team. That's what you do. And if you can't show up to the game, you're still cheering them on. But the one thing that we can all put together, no matter what language we speak, where we came from, what our background is, what nationality, what sex we are, when it comes to being a sports fan, we all understand that a way of showing our team that we appreciate what they're doing is by clapping. It's by simply putting your hands together and letting them know, we're here for you, good, bad, or indifferent. No matter what's going on in the game, we got you. Know that we're here. We are the person that's here. In a basketball game, we're your sixth man. In a football game, we're your 12th man. In tennis, it doesn't matter the sport, from soccer to lacrosse, basketball, football, volleyball, and every sport around the country and the world. When you cheer on your team, you want to be loud. You want to let them know that no matter what's going on, you are right there supporting them all the way. And why not do that with Fan Hands, an inexpensive way to enhance your clap? It doesn't matter what language you speak. We all speak the same language when we clap our hands together. And Fan Hands, located on fanhands.com, is your easiest way to increase your clap, increase the sound, increase how much louder you can be at a game to cheer on the team that you know, cheer on the team that you love. FanHands.com with 11 different colors to find your favorite team. Purchase your pair of Fan Hands. They cost $9.99, folks. Inexpensive accessory to take to the game that you don't have to worry about, like the foam finger, or think about because of what Miley Cyrus did, but we'll leave that alone. Or have to deal with the fact of where do you put the clapper when you have the clapper? If you have a megaphone, where do you set that? Fan Hands are easy. You want to eat something? Take them off your hands, slip them in your pocket. You're done with your nachos, pop them back on, and start clapping again. You have a drink in your hand? You don't have to put your Fan Hands down. That's the beauty of it. It's the number one fan accessory because it allows you to be a true fan. And it also allows you to enjoy the game without having to worry about what you're going to do with this accessory that you brought. It truly is the best friend of the number one sports fan. FanHands.com. Get there now and get clapping. I also want to thank Drysick Apparel, who has provided me with all of the Wake Up Call with Dan Totora merchandise that we give out at all the live events that I've had at Carvel DeWitt, Toby Keith's in Syracuse, and other places. I thank Drysick Apparel for all that they do. DrysickAthletic.com can help you out. It's not just for the business owner like myself. It's for anyone. You have a team that you want to support here. If you're a coach for a YMCA travel league, or you have a high school team that's getting out there and you want them to look good for sectionals, whatever it may be, when it comes to your sports team, head to DrysickAthletic.com. That's DreisSIG Athletic. DreisSIG athletic.com has phenomenal wear for any sports team, wherever you are, whatever you need. When it comes to truly looking good, feeling good, and having durable clothing that you know is going to come from a company that cares, trust DreisSIGAthletic.com. And for the lady out there, DreisSIG Lady takes care of a woman, whatever she's doing, be it jogging in the morning, going to the gym, driving around in the car, relaxing at home, taking care of the kids. If you're a businesswoman to the stay-at-home mom, when it comes to feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing and having clothes that are going to move with you as you move throughout your day, DreisigLady.com will give you what you need and cover you the right way. DreisigLady.com. That's DreisSIG Lady.com. And also coming up, I am proud to announce right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Totora on WakeUpCallDT.com, the only place that you'll find the exclusive that you just listened to, would like to announce the fact that Salt City Billiards in Mattydale, New York, and Pole Position Raceway in Destiny, USA in Syracuse, New York, will both be joining Dan Totora Broadcast Media in the near future.
Salt City Billiards, the place that you need to go to. When it comes to playing a game of pool, you want to be able to relax, hang out with your friends in the community, and feel like you're in a place that understands that no matter what type of pool player you are, from beginner to the extreme pool player, the one that's the shark that kind of sits in the background and makes you think that they don't know what they're doing, then they bust out their own cue and start playing. You remember that Family Matters episode. Salt City Billiards is the place to go when you want to go and enjoy the pool when it's cold outside. Think about it that way, folks. In the summer, you're jumping in the pool. When the winter months come around and these fall months are cold as well, you can enjoy the pool still at Salt City Billiards, playing pool throughout the night and enjoying their food that they provide for you on location right there, made there from the team at Salt City Billiards. Make sure that you check them out in Mattydale. Keeping with sports, for those of you that enjoy watching car movies or you enjoy watching NASCAR, whatever it may be, you know it. You get that need for speed. You want to get out there and you want to enjoy jumping into a car and experiencing what it's like to race yourself. And now you have the opportunity to do so in a place that I never thought I would say it would be possible. Inside the mall that I grew up with down the street, Carousel Mall, becoming Destiny USA, and adding within it on the third floor, Pole Position Raceway, an indoor electric kart experience for a quarter mile track that allows you the opportunity to finally be the driver, and not just the driver when you're at a video arcade and you're sitting down in the seat and you're just turning the wheel and stepping on the pedal. This is you. You're in the electric kart. You're going around this track. You have to make the decisions. You have to know what you're doing, when you're doing it. You need to have a plan. And I love the fact that at Pole Position Raceway, when I've sat in that cart myself, I was able to have my own plan, to make my decisions, to get out on a track and say, I'm not just watching a video game. I'm not just sitting here watching television. I'm the guy. I'm the driver. I'm behind my car right now trying to get myself where I want to be, and that's across that finish line. Pole Position Raceway, allowing anyone from children all the way through to the business owner when it comes to kids' parties and corporate events. When you want to get out there and do something truly exhilarating, different, exciting, so many different emotions did I feel sitting in that cart, driving around that track. What a unique experience. Something that you cannot afford to not go out and do. PolePositionRaceway.com. You can get more information there. And, of course, go out and see the track and get yourself in one of their electric carts immediately at Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. And make sure if your kid's birthday party's coming up or if you're the new general manager of a company and you want to get some team building going on and learn about the personalities of the people that are now working for you and let them know a little bit about who you are, more than just talking around a conference room table. A great place to do that is at Pole Position Raceway, once again at Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, on the third floor. Get more information on PolePositionRaceway.com. This is Wake Up Call with Dan Totora, featuring exclusive information that you can only find through Dan Totora Broadcast Media. When you're a sports fan that wants to hear originality, comedy, and have someone who has integrity, morals, values, faith, this is your place to go when it comes to the information that you yearn for, even if you don't know it yet. And at the same time, to have those stories told that are truly special makes people individuals and not just players, makes them humans and not just numbers, not just a stat line. Wake Up Call with Dan Totora and Dan Totora Broadcast Media is your place to find the stories that touch the heart as well as touching the sports fan's mind. Right here on WakeUpCallDT.com and also on the Google Play Store app SportsDT, that's SportsDT, and on your iPad, iPhone, and iPod by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, MOBILE, and getting the app there. And you could also go to the Apple Store and search Sports DT. That's SportsDT. Once again, so many ways to get involved with the company that allows you to listen from your computer, tablet, iPad, iPod, smartphone, iPad, whatever it may be. When it comes to electronics, whether you have your tablet with you, your iPad, your iPhone, your Android, or you're sitting in front of your desktop, where else can you listen to a show at any time on any device that allows you to get access to the internet? Wake Up Call with Dan Totora and Dan Totora Broadcast Media, proud to provide the sports fan what you need on your schedule. I'll talk to you very soon. This is Dan Totora for Dan Totora Broadcast Media. God bless.